Hey, it's Ryan Seacrest here, and I have discovered a fun new escape from the daily grind, Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has hundreds of social casino-style games and it's all free to play anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So get to chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 21 plus.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks. Like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.
And welcome into the Friday edition, Robbie and Rex Road, 102.5, 106.3 The Game. Robbie Stanley, Joe Rex Road, Nick Kieser here with you. Robbie and Rex Road sponsored by First Horizon, Big Bank Muscle, Small Bank Hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. You know, we've had a lot of conversation over the last couple weeks about our show open. People were very upset when we took another biscuit out of there. What am I doing in this show open? Am I reading off a depth chart of positions in the National Football League? It's
like, edge rusher, right tackle, right guard, quarterback, running back.
I'd love to know what I was doing that time.
It's a great question, and we can never take it out because now kids are going to be place kicker, long snapper.
Just going through the whole thing, punter.
It's an interesting contrast.
I'm just sitting here just apparently reading things.
And I'm saying, burr, burr, burr.
We got a ghost runner on second.
Yeah, I don't remember what was that? Was that like something about baseball?
That was the golden bat rule.
The golden bat rule. Okay, all right, so that one, okay. And then the biscuit, were you talking about Devondre Sweat or something? Like, I have no idea.
Don't know.
Just like, I mean, I like biscuits.
I think so, yeah.
And actually, you like to tell us about, I like football, sports, baseball, basketball.
There's the cornerback, and there's the safety, and the inside linebacker.
When people listen to the open, they can't resist sticking with the whole show.
Yeah.
Right?
Why would you not?
Exactly.
And if you ever forget, like, you know, where positions are on the football field, I'm here to let you know.
Yeah.
I got you covered. How are we doing?
Doing okay. This computer is, it's about to, I'm going to have to, this weekend, I think I'm going to get out the MacBook and I'm going to learn it.
Hallelujah. Amen.
I'm going to have to do it, but it's, I'm just not tech savvy, so it's going to be painful, but I have to do it. This thing is terrible now. It crawls.
Kieser, what's going on? How we doing?
Hey, doing good. Why does it crawl, Joe? What does that mean?
I mean, maybe it has a virus. I don't know, but it's
old. It's going slow.
I mean, I had to steal this from my middle child after my car got broken into in Knoxville and all my stuff, including my computer.
Yes.
Which was my old MacBook.
Don't you have your own Google profile? Because every time you log into our grid, you're Katie. Do you know that?
I don't know, man. I have no idea.
I don't know, man.
It works for me, you know? Whatever.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
Absolutely. We got a lot to get into on the program today. Stilly will be with us. At 7 o'clock, we'll get into all things Titans with him. Predators head coach Andrew Brunette will join us at 7:30 today. And Teron Davenport, who has been all over the place, been in Dallas, down in Mobile, through the Senior Bowl. So Teron doing a lot of scouting this week. We'll get his thoughts on all that a little bit later in the program as well. Joe, we begin with some news that I kind of heard starting to trickle down the last couple of days that was – thrown out there and made public yesterday. Bill and Chrissy Haslam have submitted a bid to the WNBA to become an expansion team. The Tennessee Summit, named after Pat Summit, obviously. That is the submission. And if things go well in this process and they are awarded the team, they would begin in the 2028 season. They would play games at Bridgestone Arena. And Haslam has also said, you know, at some point in there, he'd probably like to work in games here or there in Knoxville and Memphis and Clarksville and all these different places. But Bridgestone Arena would be their primary, you know, place of play. And that 2028 could be the start year for this. Candace Parker's involved with this. Peyton Manning's involved with this. There's a lot of, you know, obviously really interesting backers that they've got. Tim McGraw, Faith Hill involved in that as well. But the WNBA potentially coming to Nashville. Joe, what did you make of that news when you saw it yesterday?
Well, There have been rumblings in the past, but now it's really taking shape, and I think it's exciting. I think it's perfect. I think this could be a great WNBA city. Also, it's interesting that this is announced yesterday, and then the big news of last night in sports world is Vanderbilt's Mikayla Blake scores more points. You know, the headline is NCAA freshman record, 53 points. But I think it's more impressive that it's the SEC record.
Yeah.
All these great players that have gone through Tennessee and Mississippi State and, you know, all these other pros. This is the most points scored in an SEC game. So tell me again, 2028. So when is Mikayla Blake's done with her? If it goes as playing 4 years of college at Vanderbilt.
2028.
In which I'm telling you, she is going to be a strong candidate for National Player of the Year. She is going to be one of the most famous athletes in the country in Nashville, Tennessee. So what is the draft? I don't know. Do they get auto first pick?
They play like the summer, don't they? Would they get auto first pick? That could be awesome.
I mean, seriously, like I'm looking at like Mikayla Blake's first pick for your Tennessee Summit. Oh, no, sorry, wait. Tennessee Summit or Nashville Summit?
Tennessee Summit.
Tennessee Summit, yeah, which is cool, by the way. And some people out there struggle a little bit with the Summit. It is two T's.
It is two T's.
Like Pat Summit.
Yes.
But that could be incredible.
Yeah, I mean, that could be on the table. And again, like, always when these conversations come up, whether it's WNBA or Major League Baseball, my first question is always, Joe, all right, who's paid for it? Like, who's the owner? Well, we know that
right. They
got enough money.
Like, unlike baseball, we now know
that the owner, there is legitimate ownership that is going to be able to handle. And obviously, you know, with the WNBA and Major League Baseball, you're talking about two different financial profiles at the moment. But, like, I'm no WNBA approval expert here. I don't really know why this wouldn't happen. Like, I think when you've got this sort of structure in place, and this is obviously a league now, particularly with Caitlin Clark coming in the last year, that has exploded in popularity. Like, I think you're going to see them expand. I think this has a pretty good chance of happening by the time 2028 rolls around.
Yeah.
He did say, you know, there's no exact timeline as to when this could be approved or not. I was reading throughout, you know, the Tennessean has done a good job being all over this, and Paul Skorbina. And Bill Haslam has talked about how hopefully, like, sometime in the next 5-6 months, he hears something, but there's no real exact timeline as to when that could be.
Yeah, and no, the commissioner has said in the past, and I want to say, I know that I've talked to some of our WNBA people at the Athletic, I guess it was last year, it might have even been the year before. Like, there's been a lot of conversation from the league that Nashville is perfect. Every league says it, though. I mean, that's the thing. MLB says it, too, but the difference, of course, is what you just said, right? Okay, so who's footing the bill? Right. And so in this case, we've got that answer. So it seems like a slam dunk. Pun intended.
Mm.
Nice. Yeah, thank you. And I think that's a, you know, then you talk about this city as a pro sports city. You know, NFL, NHL, MLS, WNBA. That's pretty good. I got to tell you, I mean, I'm sitting here right now heading into February, and I'm kind, you know, I'm like, man, I want to watch Caitlin Clark play basketball again, you know? It's like, we got to wait till the summer. I know that the NBA tried to get her to do the three-point competition, but, I mean, it's going to be really interesting to see where things go with that league. I think it's going to – because it is a void, you know? And look, to be honest, as much as I love basketball, and I've watched women's college basketball forever, and NBA and men's college basketball, I just hadn't watched a lot of WNBA. And last summer, that totally changed, including games that didn't involve Caitlin Clark. I'm just speaking for myself, but I don't think I'm alone. And I think it's absolutely a rising stock. And we just continue to have more and more talent and exciting players. Juju Watkins is going to be the next one. You can't take your eyes off Juju Watkins. Well, Mikayla Blake just beat her record. So there's more and more coming in, and I just think it's perfect timing.
Yeah, I think it's great. I think it's awesome. And look, good on Bill Haslam for, like, kind of getting the ball rolling on this. I'm really interested to see, I guess, what this looks like in terms of, all right, you've got the NHL team, you've got the NFL team. At this point, those two teams are deeply established and deeply rooted here. MLS has come in over the last few years. You've got WNBA potentially around the corner. And then, you know, the baseball conversation comes up all the time. Like, when is Nashville getting a baseball team? Like, to me, I talked about this last year. Like, quite frankly, like, I'm not really entertaining that anymore until you tell me who's paying for it. Like, that's the next time that I will really legitimately start to pay attention to Major League Baseball coming to Nashville. I think it's, like, I have no doubt that everybody, like, on the MLB side of things probably wants it to happen at some point. And there are different paths to getting there. It doesn't necessarily have to be an expansion team. Like, who knows? Maybe somebody else moves at some point. But, again, until you tell me who's paying for that, it's going to be difficult to get there. I don't know. Like, is Bill Haslam going to step up and do that too? I have no idea. Like, what? How much money Bill
Haslam
got?
You got the money, Bill. Like, come on.
Are you going to own the Preds, WNBA team, and Major League Baseball? I have no idea. But right now, as currently constructed, there's really not a great answer for that question at the moment.
I fill up at Pilots a lot. And I buy a lot of snacks too, by the way. Yeah. So I know.
It's an impressive gas station.
It is. Yeah. Now, I'm with you. It's like, then obviously you got the, you got the team moving here scenario.
Right.
In which case, then you'd know ownership. But then you get to, okay, then where
are they playing?
That would still, though, that would at least.
I'd rather be in that spot than the who in the world is paying for this.
Yeah.
Thing. Yeah.
But in the meantime, I hope people are excited about this. I think it could be really cool. Again, in the summers, I last summer, I was like, I actually like have stuff that I look forward to watching in sports a lot of days of the summer, you know, and for me, like, I watch Tigers baseball too, but like, it's great to have an alternative. And I think it could be really good here in the summers to have a WNBA and have an exciting player like Mikayla Blake. So I've already made their draft pick for him.
Yeah,
there you go.
Good stuff today. The draft is already set for when they come in the league. I like it. 615-737-1025. Our phone number, your reaction to the WNBA potentially coming to Nashville here over the next few years. We'll take more of your thoughts on that. We'll get back into the Sam Darnold conversation that Charles Robinson spearheaded yesterday on our program as well. This is Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025, 1063, The Game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com, 615-737-1025. Jared Stillman will be with us at 7 o'clock. We'll get into all things Tennessee Titans with him. I'm sure the Sam Darnold conversation also will come up with him as well, Joe, who he has been honing in on the Sam Darnold stuff. We did ask Charles Robinson on our program yesterday about Sam Darnold. We've talked a lot about Sam Darnold with Charles Robinson throughout this season. And the answer, for the most part, has typically always been the same. Like, Darnold was playing really well. He was in the midst of leading the Vikings to a 14-win season. He looked like he had revitalized his career. And then we know what happened the last two games. There was a huge game to close out the regular season against Detroit, and he just laid an egg out there. Had some wide open throws that he just missed. They get to the playoffs against the Rams, and he gets sacked a billion times. He's holding on to the ball, misses some more throws. They lose that game. And two consecutive bad performances by Darnold, and that's how the Vikings season comes to an end. So yesterday we talked with Charles, and he brought up the idea that, you know, maybe the thinking is a little bit different. The two games at the end of the year, maybe that did sour Minnesota on Sam Darnold, and that maybe he could be attainable for the Titans or anybody else this offseason. You know, Jared has thrown out the idea of, if they tag Darnold in Minnesota, would you give up 35 overall if you're the Titans to go get him? And there's been varying degrees of screaming on both sides about that. I do wonder, like, if you're the Titans and you're evaluating the quarterback picture as a whole right now, obviously you've got the draft option that's available to you. But if you get the sense heading into free agency that Darnold is available, how much does that affect what your plan could be at quarterback? Like, is Sam Darnold enough, Joe, for you to have a plan one way at quarterback and he changes it? Like, if you're more apt to draft someone, but all of a sudden he becomes available, could you pursue that if you're the Titans? Because, again, like, the Titans are not the only team in need of a quarterback. If Sam Darnold does make it to free agency, the Titans are not going to be the only team that could be interested in him. Now, again, the Stafford stuff, he brought up Stafford yesterday. and not knowing for sure whether he's going to be back with the Rams. Like, to me, that's interesting. I think it's worth keeping an eye on. I just have a really tough time imagining Matt Stafford with the Tennessee Titans. It's hard for me to get there with them coming off a 3-14 season. So it feels like of the free agent options, it's everybody else we've laid out for the last couple of weeks. And then now maybe if Sam Darnold is available, you could throw his name in the hat as well.
Yeah, it wouldn't change my plan because, like you mentioned, you know, you're thinking about drafting a quarterback and, whoa, Darnold. To me, I guess this is why you got to have your plan soon, right? But I'm only drafting him if I'm sure, like we've talked about, that, oh, yeah, this is the face of the franchise for the next 15 years. So if you believe that, if that's the only way you draft him and you believe that, good luck, Sam Darnold.
Yeah, for sure.
Right? So and it might change my free agent plan, you know? You're like, well, okay, I'll take Darnold over Russ or Justin Fields or the Russ Justin Fields. Just bring the whole competition to Nashville.
Sure.
But, yeah, the as far as the drafting, and I know, yes, you could do the – I've mentioned it too, but I guess I'm cooling on this, you know, get a starting level free agent and draft the quarterback. At what point are you so bad around both of those guys that, like, you can't even give them a chance next year,
yeah.
Right? I think
it's hard for me to get to that.
I think that's
one.
A tough one. That's a tougher sell I introduce that. So, you know, I'm arguing with myself here, but that happens a lot. So, yeah, I mean, Darnold certainly would be at the top of my free agent list, unless, as you said, Stafford were to come available. But I'm with you. Like, Matthew Stafford is not trying to come someplace that went 3-14 last year when his clock is so limited at this point.
Like, Jared said this yesterday, and I think I agree with it. Like, I think Stafford might retire before he played quarterback for the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
Like, I really do.
Yeah,
like,
I agree.
I think that might be on the table. Like, Stafford, if it's not in L.A. with the Rams, it's going to be with a team that he feels like is close to, and maybe that he's the missing piece. And I just because you went 3-14 last year doesn't mean that you're bad the next year. Like, the Titans, look, they could have an incredible offseason, and who knows, with this division – maybe they're right back into contention next year for the division. I have no idea. It feels like they're far away right now. And like from the outside looking in, I don't know if there's a lot you can point to right now on this roster. By the time that free agency comes around, which is when all this is going to go down, I don't know if there's a lot that you could point to right now on the roster that gets you overly excited if you're a veteran quarterback. Now, Darnold's different. You know, Stafford's had a ton of big paydays in his career, and Darnold really hasn't to this point. Now, how much has the last two games kind of ruined what Darnold could get in the offseason? I think probably significantly. Like, those last two games have probably done significant damage. So, if it's a franchise tag in Minnesota, that's one thing, because then you're talking about a trade that would have to go down. If Minnesota just looks at it and says, yeah, you know, we're just going to go with J.J. McCarthy and we're letting you go to free agency, then I wonder what that number is. Like, what sort of a contract would you have to commit to Sam Darnold in order to land his services if you're the Titans?
Yeah, I mean, 40 a year, 4 years, you know, I don't know, 60 guaranteed, 80 guaranteed, you know, basically two years of it guaranteed. I'm just at the top of my head, that's about what I would throw out there, which to me, you know, if you're going to get – the quarterbacking that he gave them all year, I think that's a good deal for you.
Yeah.
Maybe someone else out there drives up the price and really wants him. And again, if you're him, it's different because he's young. So you could be sold on the idea of leading a franchise out of the wilderness, you know, back to glory. But also, you probably have a lot of questions about this team and franchise too, right? So there may be a – as you said earlier this week, that maybe a little extra tax that you have to pay. But that's just off the top of my head about what I think he'll end up getting if he were on the open market.
Like, if you're a Titans fan, because I agree, like, in order to land Sam Darnold, it's probably going to take multiple years of commitment. So would you rather do that, or would you rather sign a Russell Wilson as, like, a bridge quarterback for a year, or a Kirk Cousins on a deal that you can get out of after you. I mean, that's the thing. Like, what are those other guys going to command? Like, are there situations for Russell Wilson or a Kirk Cousins where they can find a spot that it's more than a year? Like, particularly with Cousins right now, it's hard for me to get there. Like, it's hard for me to get more than a year of commitment to Cousins right now.
Yeah, I agree. Look, to me, I mean, if you actually had a chance to have a guy for a few years locked up, I would take that over a year of those guys. I mean, I think he's better at this point. And it's not like after that year. So what happens after that year? You can hope that you're bad enough to be at the top of the draft to get Arch, who may not even be good enough and may not even be in the draft, or Nico, whatever you think is. I mean, there's no guarantee next year. There's some people saying it's going to be way better quarterback class, but who do we know for sure is going to be great?
Nobody. I mean, like, you know, I like a lot about Drew Aller. Like, he's got a chance to be a good NFL player.
Chance.
Yeah, he's got a chance.
Like, traits.
Look, we joke about this, but in all seriousness, like, I know that Arch Manning is a high-level recruit. I know that Arch Manning's got a lot of talent. I have no idea what that's going to look like when he gets out there and plays as a starting quarterback, so I'd like to see that before we start talking about the NFL future. But it's not, like, crazy to me to suggest that Arch Manning might be pretty good at playing quarterback at Texas. So,
sure.
Like, you know, the idea that, you know, he could be available in next year's draft, I think is at least reasonable. I still have my doubts that he's not going to stay there for another 2 years and play, but we'll see what happens on that front. But to your point, there's nobody, like, we knew a year before Caleb Williams came out of the draft that Caleb Williams was coming out of the draft and that he was probably going number one overall. I don't know that anybody really fits that bill right now in next year's draft.
Yeah, no, exactly. Like, there's some years where it's like, clearly this is one, and sometimes it's clearly this is one and two, and then it might change. But, yeah, I mean, Williams and May, I mean, they changed a little bit because May kind of rose and fell in some of the conversation, but ultimately he ended up about where people thought, and then Jaden Daniels just entered the mix, you know? So, yeah, there's going to be someone like Jaden Daniels probably in a lot of years, and I don't know, this year, I mean, Charles introduces Jackson Dart to us, and then I hear he's not looking that great at the Senior Bowl. I have no idea, you know.
Yeah, I know.
But you know, that will happen. I mean, that will happen for sure. That you will have, you know, that you'll have quarterbacks who come out of nowhere. But the point is, if you have a 1 year quarterback, you don't know how good you're going to be. You don't know what that sets you up for. Yeah, if you get a 1 year quarterback and you trade out of one and you have multiple ones, so you have the possibility of moving up, then okay. I get that, but I would opt for what you think would be good quarterback play for multiple years.
615-737-1025. Our phone number. Will take more of your thoughts on the quarterback conundrum for the Titans this offseason. Also, a lot of scouting going on this week. We had the East-West Shrine Bowl, Senior Bowl going on down there. We'll get into some highlights from all that as well. Or maybe we'll just make fun of all the drills that are going on out there too. We might do that as well. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game. We are live from our Busy Bee Plumbing, Heating, and Air Conditioning Game Nashville studios, home of the $99 yearly Beehive membership, where the buzz is always about great service. Robbie and Rex Road brought to you by First Horizon, big bank muscle, small bank hustle. Visit firsthorizon.com/get it all. Taking your thoughts on the quarterback position for the Tennessee Titans. Mike on the text line, Joe, says, Sam Darnold sucks. And then in the same sentence, Joe says, had the same season as Jaden Daniels, which kind of feels like those two things do not add up.
Doesn't suck.
Says, the only difference is one's been in the game for a while and the other one's a rookie. So I've had to take my pick. I'd rather choose the rookie.
Yeah.
Any other quarterback over Sam Darnold.
Okay.
Smoke weed constantly.
Yeah, I would take Jaden Daniels over Sam Darnold, too.
I would, too.
For the
Unfortunately,
record.
That's not an option for the Titans.
Probably not. What do you think? Jeff Simmons in a fourth?
Hey.
Commanders move him? Trade him for the Titans?
How's he going to get traded to the Patriots if he gets traded there?
Oh, that's right. I mean, after a three-team trade, he goes to the Patriots. Titans get Joe Milton. All right, here we go. We figured it out. Yeah, I don't know. I don't think Sam Darnold sucks. I think he was pretty good this year. I do have – I'd love to see let's just say, you know, he plays really well. They lose in a shootout to the Lions. And let's say he plays really well. They lose in a shootout to the Rams, let alone winning those games. But, like, he looks like a good quarterback in those games. I think the conversation is a lot different now. I mean, I can't quantify how costly those two games were. They were costly.
Yeah.
Also, doesn't erase what we saw all year. I think he's good.
I got one texture that says, is Cooper Kupp a lock to the Titans? He's over 30, was once a top receiver in the league, and now he can go finish in Tennessee. It fits the trend. Cooper, come on in. We got a lot of room for you.
Will that get Matthew Stafford here?
I don't know.
Package deal?
Don't know.
They got Robert Woods a few years ago.
They did.
That worked out well.
One texter says, I'm cool with Russ if he's cheap. You know, honestly, like, I've not spent a ton of time considering Russell Wilson this offseason. But, I mean, you got to throw him in with everybody else. I don't know what Pittsburgh's doing. Like, I don't know what Pittsburgh's doing at quarterback and what their plan is. Is Russell Wilson an option, Joe, that you would seriously consider if you're the Titans at this point?
It doesn't excite me, but I mean, it's something that is worth talking about. What does seriously consider mean?
I'll put it to you this way: if Russell Wilson, if you're going the veteran quarterback route, let's say that's just for the sake of this discussion, the route they decide to go, and they're looking at a veteran. Is Russell Wilson at or near the top of that list for you if you're the Titans?
I mean, what does near mean? He's not at the top. The list gets...
Is he within the top 20?
Yeah, I would say yes. You know, the list gets pretty light pretty quickly. I had sort of given up on his career. I'm wrong on him every time. When he went to Denver, I was like, oh, my God, Broncos taking over the league. And then I laughed at the idea that he could even beat Justin Fields out last year. And then I was like, oh, wow, he is back. And then he sucked at the end of the year. So everything I say about him goes the other way. But it's not. I don't think it's an exciting option. He's certainly seen his best days. They are past him. He's a decent – again, I like, if we're going to compare everything to Darnold, I would go for the younger guy who still may have some runway to improve as opposed to that guy. But I would go with the older guy in Stafford because he's, I think, just better.
A lot of people on the text line back to Darnold throwing the question out there that I think I have and I think that other teams will have as well. Like, what does Darnold look like away from Justin Jefferson or Jordan Addison? What does Darnold look like here with
T.J. Hockenson
right now, this offensive line? Now, again, you're allowed to improve your team this offseason. I realize the Titans' offensive line sucks right now, and they've got to get a way to figure that out. Their receiving core is not overly exciting. There's a lot to not like about the Titans. You are allowed to improve your team this offseason, so keep that in mind. But, like, what does Darnold look like away from that situation? And, by the way, away from that head coach and play caller as well. Now, again, I heard Jared talking about this the other day, and the general premise of it I agree with. Like, if you're worried about going to get a quarterback because he's not going to be paired with that head coach, he's going to be paired with your head coach, then that probably doesn't speak well of the way that you view your head coach. So in a vacuum, I agree with that. But I also understand that Kevin O'Connell has done a marvelous job in terms of kind of molding his offense, and he got the best out of Kirk Cousins, and he got the best out of Sam Darnold. Like, Kevin O'Connell's a great coach.
Yep.
So, look, Brian Callahan at this point is not. I mean, the proof is what it is at this point. So, look, can Brian Callahan turn into one of those guys one day? Maybe. I have no idea. Probably wouldn't bet on it right now. But there's a difference between, at this moment, being coached by Kevin O'Connell and being coached by Brian Callahan. Whether or not, like, you as a franchise want to openly admit that.
Yeah. No, for sure. There's a chance here, again, that the pumpkin, you know, the pumpkin transformation has happened, and it's not going to unhappen when you come to a place with way less talent and way less proven coaching than Sam Darnold. He had a great situation there. You know, he went there to be the bridge QB, and probably people figured that the rookie would probably take over about halfway through the year, and that there you go. That's what he was going to last year, and he took advantage of the opportunity, and he did a great job. It was a very good situation. So it's a fair question. You know, he also does get a break for the bad situation he was in New York. And I can't look at last year. I watched a fair amount of them and just dismiss what I saw. you know, with his performance. It still comes down to, like, he performed really well in a lot of games. So I think there's definitely something there. But, yeah, to think he would come in here with this team, like you said, they'll be different. They should be better. They darn well better be better. But to think he's going to come in and just replicate that is probably unrealistic. Still, he's young, and so if you had him for a few years, you could do worse than that. I mean, I know that's an exciting endorsement, but you could do worse.
But isn't that kind of what the veteran quarterback market is? Like, there's not an option to me that's out there that I think is realistic that is a slam dunk. I mean, otherwise, why would these guys be making it to free agency, right? Like, Sam Darnold, relative to some of the rest of the options, I think would be a pretty exciting option if you're the Titans. But look, Sam Darnold, he might come here and totally flop. I have no idea. Like, the other options, like Kirk Cousins, he just was brutal to end the season. What does that look like next year? Aaron Rodgers is 41 years old. Like, I've seen Aaron Rodgers play a lot of high-level football, and his numbers, when you get to the end of it last year, like, his numbers aren't really that bad, but he's 41 years old, and there's a lot that comes with that with him. Russell Wilson had about a six-game run with Pittsburgh where he looked pretty darn good, and then it started to go the other way pretty quickly. Justin Fields has not demonstrated that he can be anything close to a high-level passer in this league to this point. So there are warts with everybody involved in the veteran quarterback conversation that I think is realistic. Again, I'm not considering Stafford here realistic. It just doesn't make a whole lot of sense to me from his standpoint.
Yeah. No, I don't think that's happening at all. Texter says, what has Darnold done in previous years? Minnesota's not Tennessee, nowhere close, not worth the money it would take to get him. I don't think you pay a guy based off 1 year in a good team coming to a bad team. Well, again, I hear you, but like Robbie said, well, first of all, like, the bad team, needs to change. So that has to be in tandem with whatever your quarterback decision is. There's no quarterback coming into, like, last year's team and setting the world on fire. No quarterback. I mean, Patrick Mahomes probably figure out a way to win a few more games than they did, but, like, it wouldn't be great.
And one more thing I'll say on that front as it relates to Darnold. Yes, it was 1 year. So, he was playing in Minnesota. He was not playing in San Francisco. But I do remember, we were having conversations with Charles Robinson, and he brought up offhand a couple of years ago. He's like, yeah, by the way, in San Francisco, I'm hearing that Sam Darnold is like really, really impressing people.
Yeah. And that was back when it was like he's passed
Yeah, Trey Lance.
Yeah, Lance. It's like, what?
And I remember,
Trey Lance? How did that happen?
And I remember just kind of laughing at that and just being like, yeah, Sam Darnold. But, like, clearly, I think the trip out to Kyle Shanahan in San Francisco did a lot of good things for him. Like, I think that was a reset of his career. He got out of the dumpster fire with the Jets, the dumpster fire with the Panthers. He got out there in San Francisco. And look, he played really, really well this year with the exception of the most important two games of the year, which I know has to factor heavily into the discussion as well.
Right. And when it comes to system, obviously, so he was there with them, same system, general system in Minnesota, the new Shanahan, and then, of course, here too. So there's something to that, probably.
Let's head back to our 102.5 The Game phone line. Welcome in Chad in Hendersonville. Chad, good morning. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, appreciate y'all taking my call. On Sam Darnold, they played Green Bay at home, which they felt like was a playoff game, I guess, week 16. He was actually unbelievable.
Yeah.
Then he fell off the cliff. But the question on him potentially, I just don't think that he comes back to Minnesota. I could be wrong. I just think if you're going to go with J.J. McCarthy, I don't know if you want, like, quarterback controversy for that. And, there's some talk that Matthew Stafford wants to play another year, but it can't be with the Rams based on contract situation. Could he go to Minnesota on a one-year deal? That's possible. But moving all the way to Mr. Darnold, to Tennessee or one of the 5, 6, 7 teams that are needy for a quarterback, is that going to require, if you're Minnesota and you have multiple interests, you've seen the tag, the non-exclusive tag and trade. You've seen it done. D Ford comes to mind with the Chiefs a couple years ago. Is that something that What is the trade compensation? Is it a third? Is it a late day two? Is that something that we're going to see a trade, or is he just going to be walking in UF and free agency? Real curious how that's going to play out. Thanks, fellas.
Thanks for the call, Jet. That's why I think it makes a ton of sense if you're Minnesota to tag him.
Yeah,
because you can
absolutely
then trade him if you want to. Or again, like, you know, we keep talking about Darnold. If I was a betting man today, my bet would be that they tag him and that he's their starting quarterback to begin next year. And then maybe at some point along the line, you transition to J.J. McCarthy. But I continue to believe, I don't think it's the worst thing in the world for them to tag him, bring him back for another year. And then if you have to go to McCarthy at some point next year, you do it.
Yeah, like, I hear what Chad's saying about quarterback controversy, but look, McCarthy is a rookie this year who is rehabbing an ACL, and I know you can get those done quickly, but I don't see how, like, after you won 14 games the last year, it's totally reasonable for it to be basically the redo of this year, which is Darnold starting out the year, and then we'll see what happens. You know, so to me, that's the smarter way for them to go. You have actual depth at the most important position. But if it did get to where they tag him, and then maybe it's like, well, if someone blows us away, then, and that's where Stilley comes in with 35.
Well, and by the way, like, you could tag him. He could be your starting quarterback next year. And, like, if by, like, week three you feel like, man, this J.J. McCarthy guy's unbelievable, he's ready to go, just trade him before the deadline next year and get a haul in the middle of the year. Doesn't see that happen a whole lot in the NFL, but I'm all for midseason trades in the NFL.
Yeah.
We need to spice that up a little bit.
NFL's gotten way more fun with all this stuff.
615-737-1025, our phone number. More of your thoughts on the quarterback front for the Titans. We will get into the Senior Bowl coming up next as well. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. Welcome back in, Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063 The Game. Taking your thoughts on our phone and text lines, driven by WilsonCountyHyundai.com. You got some golf on the TV, which fired Joe up in the break.
Oh, yeah. More polyester pants. Tally-ho! did you see this from Joey from Bellevue?
I did not.
My dog Oscar is locked in this morning watching you guys. He sent us a picture of oh my god,
Oscar!
That poor dog. Look at him. Look at that fat faced loser on his screen. I'm not talking about you.
Oh, you could be.
I mean, oh man, we got some work to do this year.
You're not gonna find a show that's more dog friendly than this one.
That's true. Oh,
big
by the way,
I'm appeal with the dogs.
Speaking of which, I won't make. I guess I could make this. I can't keep ranting about the dogs. One of them peed on the kitchen table.
The kitchen table.
Kitchen table.
I don't even know that's possible.
I didn't either.
Wow.
This is a real problem, man.
Good for them. They're really making a stand here in the Rex Road household.
Just claiming all the territory.
Was it Gus?
I don't know. I mean, I'm like, oh, did someone spill some Mountain Dew?
I think Gus is pissed at you for putting him on camera.
Let me smell that. Nope, that's not Mountain Dew. Huh? Because he's mad that I put him on the camera?
Yes.
Hey, he had his little star moment. I don't know which one of them did it, Gus or Quinn, but that's a problem.
You need to, like, hang a Ring doorbell in every one of your rooms.
Where can
track
we eat?
These dogs.
I know. There's nowhere to eat now. Dried pee on it.
Sorry. You can light the table on fire.
Anyway, good to see you, Oscar. Enjoy the show.
Thank you, Oscar. Appreciate it. I got one text that says, Derek Carr, a far more reasonable option, if he's an option. Coaching, familiarity, and the long run would be a greater quarterback, plus he's cheaper.
Yeah, the
question
long
is
run,
is he an option?
Yeah, we don't know that he's an option, but also in the long run?
Yeah, I don't know about that.
Well, no, I guess he said it's been a far greater. Yeah, but I mean, what are we talking about now moving forward, you know? I feel like he's diminishing too. But I think if he's available,
would put him, you know, kind of right up there with the mix of some of these other guys. I just, like, what's New Orleans doing at quarterback? Like, they got a lot of things they're going to have to figure out. So we'll see what that looks like.
Yeah, do they have a coach yet?
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's going to be Kellen Moore. But okay. We'll see. See what that looks
like.
I
want to get on that. It's February.
It is. So speaking of February, Joe, the calendar turning. Tomorrow to February, we are 1 month closer to the NFL draft, thank God. And the East-West Shrine Bowl has taken place this week. Mm. The Reese's Senior Bowl has taken place this week, Joe Rexro.
Well, no, it hasn't taken place.
Well, the practices have taken place, the workouts, all those things, the drills. Yeah. And I believe the bowl itself taking place today, I think. So,
oh, it's today, not tomorrow?
I think so.
They changed
that? I look.
It used to always be on the Saturday.
I saw a graphic that they flashed up on the NFL Network about the East-West Shrine Bowl and the Reese's Bowl, and the Senior Bowl. Quite frankly, I could not care less. So it very well may be tomorrow. I have no idea.
So that's the point.
When this thing is. But that's kind of the point of there's a lot of videos being tossed around out there. And look, I'm not going to say that it's totally unimportant because, look, we're going to be talking about some of these guys and – you know, Jackson Dart's down there and Jalen Milroe's down there. And I did see a video of Jalen Milroe fumbling a snap and then throwing an interception right to the other team. So, yeah, that stuff's not unimportant.
Same play?
I believe so. Yeah.
Okay.
So, that's not unimportant, but it's really difficult for me to give a single crap about the Senior Bowl. Or, as I told you off air yesterday when we got off the show, I really forgot that the East-West Shrine Bowl was ever a thing until this year.
Look, for the people who go and get excited, good for you.
Yeah. It's like a combine.
Like, we're going to have TD on later. I mean, TD was talking
about. He's all in.
He's just brimming with excitement. That's great, man. I would go to, like, Pee Wee basketball and watch an entire day of that as a choice as opposed to spending 5 minutes watching a Senior Bowl drill of anybody. That's just me. I like sports. Like, people competing in sports against each other. The NFL, we have turned this into this meat market where it's just – we just break things down. And, yeah, here and there, there's, like, some interesting storylines. Look, I'll bring up our friend Brian Summers, who just loves the Senior Bowl. You know, he loved Puka Nacua a couple years ago. Cool.
Yeah.
So you can point to that and say, I knew that. I saw that guy at the Senior Bowl. I'm like, okay, that's great. Mostly I don't remember what people tell us. Like, TD's going to tell some stuff. I'm interested to hear what he has to say today about what he saw. And then I'm going to, like, next year I forget what he told us.
Yeah.
Like, it all goes.
We've had Jim Nagy from the Senior Bowl on the show, like, multiple times. And he's really good.
Sure.
We like having him on.
And there's some good evaluations of players that come with it. But, again, to me, it's like, so then throw that into the pile of information that also goes with the combine.
That's the thing.
Mix it all together, and then ultimately the film of the college football is still way more important than all of it.
Doesn't it all go back to, and this is the same conversation we have with the combine, like the testing numbers and the drills and all that, and like you can learn things from that, and it's not unimportant. But at the end of the day, like, you've watched these guys play. Like, we've seen them play.
You're trying to confirm things and that you saw in film.
And you can go back and watch that film. Like, that, to me, is always where the money in the draft is going to be made, is watching the guys play in the game.
Yeah, and the draft is – look, the draft's great, and the NFL has done an incredible job of making it like it's its own Super Bowl.
Yeah.
And in some ways, like, when you talk about what people get – like, talk about viewership, talk about – clicks and all that stuff, people are into it because everybody wants to know what's next for their team, what's coming. So I get all that.
Man, look, I've done this stupid mock draft simulator 1,000 times already.
I mean, that's like, it just, man, can you imagine doing this for any other sport?
No, I can't. Like, no,
and so I don't want to do it for this one either. I want sports.
Ben on the text line says, I turned on the East-West Shrine Bowl last night and then questioned myself on what the hell I was doing. This from Ben on the text line. Hey. Look, I get it. It's football. And football, more and more every year, Joe, is becoming a year-round thing.
Yeah, and once we got one game left, you know, which is sad. We got one game left for months and months, which is sad. Especially if you don't love basketball like I do. And, I mean, you know, we got basketball. It's basketball and hockey season, you know? And unfortunately, the local professional hockey team is not very good.
It's not going well.
But if you don't love those things, then I can't knock you. If you don't love basketball and hockey – then I can't knock you for, like, going down the rabbit hole here.
Yeah.
I also might say, like, get into Star Trek or something.
Star Wars.
Dungeons and Dragons.
All of these things are acceptable.
Game of Thrones.
615-737-1025, our phone number. Stilly will be with us coming up next. We'll get his thoughts on the quarterback discussion as well. Robbie and Rex Road, 1025-1063, the game.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.